Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Kyoto Conference Call. We are here to share with you the outcomes of our Board of Directors, with particular regard to the 2009 full year results. The conference will be divided into two separate parts. In the first one, Mr. Pallottini, Piaggio Financial General Manager, will open the conference and review the consolidated financial results of the year. And in the second one, we will be, as usual, available for a Q&A session. Before starting, I remind you that to follow the conference, you can find the presentation slides in the Investor Relations section of our website at the address www.piaggiogroup.com. Now I'm pleased to hand over to Mr. Pallottini.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining this conference call. Before going into the details of the figures, let me give you a brief comment on what happened last year, which was so hard for the international macroeconomic scenario. We consider the net sales trend as a positive result despite a 5.3% decrease towards previous year, taking into account the trends of our reference market, the two-wheeled and the commercial vehicle one, and the negative impact of the exchange rate in 2009. We think we have been able to maintain a rewarding level of net sales, mainly thanks to our internationalization strategy and to the strength of our brands and of our products that allowed us to increase our market shares and to maintain and sometimes increase our prices. Then the product profitability improved, exploiting our global sourcing capabilities and leveraging on our further developed international presence. We have been able to reduce our operating costs, even despite a growing contribution of P&A. A remarkable peak in terms of EBITDA margin was achieved, and we reinforced our debt profile and reduced our financial expenses. The main actions were, among the others, the €150 million financing from the European Investment Bank, the €90 million syndicated loan, and in the last month of December, the successful issuing of the 7-year €150 million bond with its positive effects both on the average cost and on the average maturity of the debt. Then we maintained our usual strict control over the working capital, and thanks to the above mentioned positive results, the operating cash flow of the year more than sustained the new investments, working capital needs, and dividend distribution, and generated a positive cash flow to further reduce our net financial position. So, moving now to figures, we can follow the highlights starting from page 3 and 4 of the presentation that you may find on our website. The net sales accounted for €1,487 million, with a decrease of 5.3% compared to previous year. In addition, the negative difference in the exchange rate accounted for €17.5 million, so that the decrease in revenues would have been minus 4.2% at the same rate. The gross margin was €467.1 million, roughly the same compared to last year, but with a remarkable increase in terms of ratio to net sales, which grew to 31.4% in 2009 compared to 29.9% in 2008 as a result of product cost reduction and of appropriate pricing policy. The EBITDA was €200.8 million, that means about €12 million higher than 2008, with an EBITDA margin of 13.5% on net sales, increasing from the 12% in 2008. In terms of ratio to net sales, it is to be noticed that 13.5% is the highest result of Piaggio Group recent history. Consequently, the income before tax was €74.1 million, 24% higher than previous year, and the 2009 net income increased to €47.4 million, €4 million higher than 2008, also taking into account a 36% tax rate compared to the 27% of 2008. Accordingly to these positive results, the net debt level was €352 million, €8 million lower than December 2008. The board of the company resolved to submit to the shareholders a resolution of dividend distribution of 7 cents per share, including the amount attributable to own shares pursuant to the Italian Civil Code. Now, moving to the slide number 5, we can take a deeper look at the net sales trend. Piaggio Group total net sales accounted for 1,487 million, decreasing by 5.3% over 2008. The two-wheel sales total accounted for 1,065 million euro, including spare parts and accessories, versus 1,181 million euro in 2008. That means minus 10%, while total commercial vehicle sales increased to 421 million euro from 389 million euro of 2008. That means plus 8%, always including spare parts and accessories. The two-wheel European sales decreased by almost 121 million euro, that means 11.6% over last year, to a level of about 921 million euro compared to a total two-wheel European market decrease of 17%, considering both scooters and motorcycles. As a consequence, Piaggio obtained a remarkable increase in its European market share that grew from 18% of 8 in 2008 to 20% in 2009. The decrease of the two-wheel market was spread among almost all the European countries at different places. The market sales decrease affected both Italy with a minus 4% versus last year. All this result took advantage from a period of government incentives that referred primarily to the scooter over 50cc market, and the other European countries as a whole with a 20% decrease versus 2008. The negative peaks in Spain and UK ranges from 29% in UK to minus 40% in Spain. The two-wheel Asian sales were up to 84 million from 45 million in 2008, that means a 86% increase over last year. Such an increase was concentrated in the second half of 2009, coming from our new Vietnamese operations, whose sales started in June 2009. In particular, in the 6 months of Vietnamese sales, more than 21,000 locally manufactured units were sold. The two-wheel American sales were 61 million, means 33 million less than previous year, that means about minus 35%, due to a significant decrease registered in the American market compared to 2008. Now, going to the commercial vehicles, the decrease in European sales, that was a 7% decrease compared with a market decrease of 31% in terms of units, was totally offset by the 18% increase of Indian sales, in line with the local market trends, that grew to 287 million from 244 million of previous year, including spare parts and accessories. And in addition, not considering the exchange rate, the total Indian net sales would have been approximately 16 million higher. That means an increase by about 24% over last year. Overall, looking at the geographical mix of total sales and considering both two-wheels and commercial vehicles business segments, we can appreciate the outcomes of the internationalization process. The extra European revenues contribution to total sales increased from 34% in 2008 up to 29.1% in 2009. In terms of businesses, and in line with the market trends, the two-wheel slowdown affected most motorcycle sales, minus 25% compared to last year, while scooter sales decreased by almost 5%. Such figures can be compared with the European scooter market, that is our core segment, our core scooter segment, that decreased in the same period by 30%, and a motorcycle market that went down by 22%. Spare parts and accessories were down by 4.3% to a total amount of 182 million euro. And finally, just a brief mention to the change in the currency rates year over year that impacted by more than 17 million over total revenues, mainly due to the devaluation of the Indian rupee and the pound sterling, only partially offset by the benefits coming from the revaluation of US dollars. The next slide now shows that the overall number of units sold decreased to 608,000 units, 608. That means an about 6% decrease versus last year. Going to details, scooters volumes were 37,000 units less than previous year, minus 9%, down to about 370,000 units, with a significant growing rate of the over 50cc segment that increased from 55% in 08 up to 61.5% in 09. The motorcycle units were 21,000 less than previous year, with a total unit sold of more than 30,000. Good news from the average prices, both the scooter and motorcycles. In detail, we registered an average unit price increase by 5% for scooters and by 14% for motorcycles. In this context, it is worth to be mentioned that the contribution of Vietnamese scooter sales accounted for more than 38,000 units in 2009, including also the imported products. The contribution of the MP3, which sold more than 22,000 units in 2009, with a total sales of approximately 110 million euros, and also the contribution of the new Aprilia motorcycles RSV4, with more than 2,000 units sold in 2009, with total sales approximately 27 million euros. Turning to commercial vehicles, the 3- and 4-wheelers units sold had an overall 11% increase, up to about 197,000 units, thanks to the Indian performances that registered an increase of 14%. Also in this business, we had an average unit price increase, both in Europe, 13%, and in India, 3%, with a combined result coming from the product needs and price increase. Going to the next slide, we can see the EBITDA evolution with a significant increase both in the total amount and as ratio to net sales. The EBITDA registered a 12 million increase up to 201 million euro from 189 in 08, with an EBITDA margin of 13.5%. But this increase was obtained thanks to, firstly, an increased product profitability with a 1.5% increase in gross margin, coming from price increase from one side, mainly in India, not only, and purchasing efficiencies from the other side. And furthermore, the strict control of the group operational expenses resulted in savings for 12 million compared to last year over a total amount of 363 million OPEX. That means minus 3% compared to last year. The next slide shows the net income evolution, which accounted for a total amount of 47.4 million euro compared to 43.3 in 08. That means plus 9%. The EBIT increased to 104.4 million euro, together with a growing EBIT margin from 6% up to 7% in 2009. The 10 million EBIT increase comes from what we have just analyzed, with an overall contribution of minus 2 million with operational expenses savings for 12 million. The financial expenses showed a 4.6 million euro reduction compared to last year, thanks to the decrease of the cost of debt, mainly due to the lower interest rates and to other cost efficiencies. At the tax level, we had a 36% consolidated tax rate, higher than the 27% tax rate of last year, which was something of extraordinary, because I remind you that that level benefited from the motor goods tax losses carried forward on the agency. Anyway, as a consequence of this increased tax rate and of the increased income before tax, we had a tax consolidated increase that accounted for 10 million euro compared to last year at a total level of about 27 million. Moving to the next slide, now we can have a look at the balance sheet. We can see the slight increase in the working capital led to a consequent increase in the net invested capital, completely sustained by an improvement of equity and a reduction of the net financial position by 8 million compared to December previous year. With particular regard to the net financial position, just a few words about the main actions that we completed during this year on our debt. On February 09, we fully drawn the 150 million 7-year loan from the European Investment Bank, signed in December 08, and planned in order to finance part of our R&D plan. Then, in July 09, we obtained a 90 million syndicated term loan, and finally, in December 09, we issued the 150 million bond, 7-year, 7% fixed rate to finance the buyback of the outstanding one, which I remind you had a 10% fixed rate and was due in 2012. Thanks to these efforts, we have been able to reduce the average cost of our outstanding debt and at the same time to further extend its maturity, putting the group on a firm financial position for the coming years. In order to better understand the financial evolution of the year, we can directly move to the last slide. There was a cash generation in the 12-month period by 8 million, reducing the debt level to 352 million. The main components of such positive evolution were the operating cash flow, which generated 140 million euro coming from the P&L. We have already analyzed it. Then the working capital increased by 21 million euro. It's a normal situation due to a 12% net sales increase in the Q4 09 versus Q. Capital expenditure amounted to 94 million euro in line with our 3-year plan. And the past year dividend distribution accounted for 22 million euros. Now we have finished our presentation. We are ready for your questions. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Mr. Malottini. In the meantime, our chairman, Mr. Colaninno, joined the call, and I'm glad to hand over to him for a brief comment on these results.
Yes, good evening to everybody. I think that this is results that we obtained through an industrial cost reduction and develop on the Asian market of our business. During the year and during the other meeting with you, we stress our goal in order to achieve a better cost of sales and a better sales around the world. We stress also the performance that we try to achieve in the light commercial vehicle, also in particular on new engine developer to the electrical sites and to the hybrid sites. We have received a confirmation of our strategy, and we want to continue this strategy on 2010. We want to stress our position on the Vietnam and the Southeast Asian market, and we want to stress also our presence in the 3-4-wheeler market in India. I think that the result is in the way, and all our strategy is confirmed, and I think that the target that we have fixed on our 2000 plan is on track, and we stress all the all our organization in order to accelerate the process on to achieve the new products, develop products during this year. I think that also our let's say philosophy, our strategy is too related to the financial position, and we stress in particular the working capital and the debt and the financial debt position. We want to develop, we want also to try to achieve our goal through the investments in the new technology, in the new products, and I think that is very remarkable that due to this, that we, our investments was in the last 2 years roughly 200 million. I want to say that the last year in percentual our investments is higher than the investments in percentual of 2008, and also the investment level for 2010 is not changing. So our performance in terms of cost of sale, in terms of new technology, in terms of presence in the Asian market, give us the possibility to work hard and in order to be able to achieve our goal.
Thank you. Now we are ready to open the Q&A session.
The Q&A session is now open. To register for your question, press star followed by one. First question comes from Mr. Massimo Vecchio from Mediobanca. Mr. Vecchio, your question, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is on Asian two wheels. How much of the 36,000 units are sold directly in Vietnam, and how much are exported to other Asian countries? If you can elaborate on that, it would be very useful. The second question is on your additional expansion in the Asian area. I was wondering if you are thinking about replicating the two wheels business you have in Vietnam, in India, China, or any other countries, and in case you are thinking it, I was wondering if it could be done through your Vietnamese plants, and if in this case you're going to pay duty taxes in other countries, or you are, let's say, not let's say, obliged to pay that. And the third and last question is on your 2010. I was wondering, after these strong results in 2009, what we could expect in 2010 in terms of top line and EBITDA margin. Thank you.
Okay, talking about the Asian strategy. Let me underline our position in Asian market today. We have a big company in India that today is involved on the 3- and 4-wheeler market. We have a plant in Vietnam that is totally devoted to the Vietnam market, and in the future want to develop also in the other country that is in the same area of ASEAN, let's say that is Singapore, Taiwan, Thailand, Philippines, Malaysia, and Laos. The third one is our presence in China through our joint venture in Canton. Regarding the general strategy of Asia is based on to look the possibility to be to introduce a new Vespa on Indian market. Talking about the Southeast market, we went through our office in Singapore to look the market that traditionally used to be very important for Piaggio. And in this way, I'm referring in particular to Taiwan, Philippines, and Thailand. I think that in the next, in this year, we prepare the right organization with the right people to look this market based on the fact that we produce in Vietnam, and we have no custom duty between in this area between this country. So in another way, I want to say that what we produce in Vietnam can be exported in this kind of market. I have no tax duty to pay. Regarding China, we look how to expand our two-wheeler Piaggio trade name in that market. Regarding India, be back to India. As you know, we are finished our new plant, and we started to produce the two diesel engine started from June of this year at the end of the year. These two engines will be assembled in a new four-wheeler for Italy and Europe, and will be assembled in the new four-wheeler for India. And the Indian company also will be beginning to produce the Vespa engine. Today we buy the engine for Vietnamese market in China. This plant produces the Vespa engine also for the new products that we will decide the final strategy by the second half of this year, and we will produce this probably in the new plant that we have already set in New Delhi. So I think that for India market, the strategy is very clear, is to deeply competition on the new four-wheeler commercial vehicle market that is very promising, very growing, to confirm our three-wheeler presence, and also this year we expected a growing for that, and to be part of open a new market for the new Indian Vespa. For Vietnam, the production now is in line with the expectation of the Vietnamese market. We have other products that we introduce in the production pipeline for Vietnamese market and also for the Asian market. We expected a good result for this year, growing related to last year. For that kind of market, our presence now is almost zero. Vespa is very well-known trade name for all that kind of world, but also Liberty and also other products that in Vietnam will be produced during this year is a product that, through our test, is very welcome for that kind of market. Different question is China. China is a booming. The price of products is low. The demands of the Chinese market is growing in terms of performance expectation, quality and design. We need more time to organize the commercial organization and the sales organization because this market is in a big evolution now. The expectation from Asia next year is a double-digit growing in all our product line, three-wheeler, four-wheeler, and two-wheeler, especially through the development again of the Southeast Asian market and India market.
Follow-up, if I may. Therefore, if I understand correctly, you are going to launch also the Liberty in Vietnam this year?
Yes.
And some other products. So you have the Vespa, the Liberty, and some other products?
We said that we in Vietnam, we get some products that we import from China, mm-hmm. and we are on the way to launch by the end of the year the new Liberty, that we are, our people is working, our technical department is working to develop a new product, sir, produced in Vietnam, especially related with the supply of that market for these new products.
Okay. And out of the...
Last question, yeah. I forget. You asked me what is our expectation of 2010 related to the results of 2009.
Yes, very important.
Started from the financial position, through the strong control organization of the financial position, I think that the financial position in 2010, we don't see no difference of that, but we stress our organization in order to be able to reduce the financial debt. Our position anywhere is very, very favorable especially after the loan, the long-term loan of Bay, the long and the new bonds successful operation done by the end of last year. And so we consider that also the interest impact will be under control. From production point of view, we expected again that the results from Asian market, where the market is growing definitely, was very should be very important and help the results of the company. So if you consider that if we're growing for that part of the world, sir, and if we are stable, let's say we don't forecast to growing on sales for European sites, and we are very negative today with the United States, anywhere the impact of the Asian market could be very positive in the consolidated results.
Thank you very much.
I can, sorry, I would add some figure that you asked about the volumes of sales in Vietnam.
Vietnam, yes.
Yes. The Asian sales were 36.9 thousand units, the Asian, out of which 28.3 were sold in Vietnam, and 21.3 thousand of them were locally manufactured.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Next question comes from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Mrs. Bosio, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. Just on Vietnam, I realized that the value per unit was higher than my expectation, and I was... I have estimated that the value per unit is in the region of 2,200 euro per unit. I was wondering if you could repeat, or maybe I didn't get, the number of Vespa that you sold in Vietnam out of the 36.9 thousand. And I was... And the second question is related to the 2010. Could you give us an indication of the total volumes for Vietnam plant? And as a third question, I was wondering if you elaborated some simulation in case the incentives in Italy will are not renewed. Which is the decrease in volumes are you expecting in Europe if in Italy incentives are not renewed?
As for your first question, the average price that you see in these figures, higher than expected, refers to a particular mix of imported products and made in Vietnam products.
Mm-hmm.
As for made in Vietnam products, as Mr. Palutini said before, we produced and sold more than 20,000 vehicles, 21,000 vehicles, and the average unit price is more approximately 2,000 euro.
Okay.
The average unit price increases for this sector of the imported ones.
Mm-hmm. And your projection for 2010 overall?
I refer to the official 2009-2012 plan that we showed you in July, and we planned for 2010 something around 50,000 vehicles in Vietnam for 2010,
Of course, we hope something more, but we will see. And for the incentives, I have to say that there is a very strong attention to the incentives coming mainly from the Italian environment, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that these incentives refers to something just a little bit more than 10% of our revenue. So having them or not having them gives a difference which can be compared to the swing that we register in any European market, in any single European market, that we generally are able to manage without a particular, problem. So at the moment we are going on not expecting nothing of particular. We have our marketing plans. Of course, if the incentives will arrive, we can adapt these plans to the new situation, but at the moment we are not considering this kind of a situation without, I repeat, any particular impact on our commercial strategy.
Okay, thanks.
Next question comes from Mr. Gabriele Gambarova of Banca Akros. Mr. Gambarova, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I was wondering if you could tell me what could be the foreseeable tax rate for 2010, because it seems that in 2009 it was much better than expected. So this is the first question. And then I would like to know if you foresee any growth in Europe, excluding the Italian domestic market. So after the 20%, I think, fall in 2009 in the wake of incentives, do you see a recovery? And the last question is on India. Could you give me some indication in terms of volumes of what you are forecasting for Apitrak, the four-wheeler, for both Apitrak and the three-wheelers in terms of volumes, please. Thanks.
Okay, I hand over to Mr. Galli for the
answer. Okay, so basically for the tax rate in 2010, our projection are something between 40 to 45%. As probably we discussed last time, I mean, if you want to understand our tax rate, we have to say that basically we have three main areas. One area is Vietnam, for which we have a significant tax benefit since we don't pay basically any tax for the first 3 years. So for 2009, 2010, and 2011, the tax rate is zero, and then we are going to pay 7.5% for the next 7 years, and then we switch to 12.5%. Then we have India, where the tax rate is very high, 34% plus 17% on the dividend distributed. And then you have all the other regions which have a tax rate of around 30%, plus for Italy, Iraq, which is a little bit higher since you have to pay it on the taxable income plus the cost of labor and the financial. So if you look at the accounting tax rate and you make a modeling of all of that, we are pretty sure we will end up between 40 to 45% next year, and this tax rate is going to decrease over the next 2-3 years since Vietnam contribution will become higher and higher. Going to third question, volume for India in 2010, we expect something around 200,000 vehicles.
Probably the mix of four-wheeler is increasing, also because we are launching some other product in the four-wheeler range, so the Happy Mini Truck, and also our position is going to improve a lot during the next month, because we will be launching our proprietary engine, which is a key asset for development of four-wheeler market in India. You asked also something about the European market.
European market said that we, in our budget, we said that the European market of 2010 we should be flat. What is our strategy is to put our stress to increase our market share, especially on the bike side, and to confirm our market share regarding Piaggio and Scarabeo level. Instead, we have I would say very heavy plan on Moto Guzzi. As you know, we have reached by the end of last year an agreement with the trade unions in order to restructure the plant. And we are now between, we reduce our employees by 150 people to 100 people because we've transferred, we have concentrated all the technical and project departments on Aprilia site. The new general manager of product developer, Mr. Roman, take care to improve our quality and our finishing level of our Moto Guzzi products. We also, on Moto Guzzi, we have a plan to, in five year time, 2 years is already passed, to restructure all the building there. So our strategy on Moto Guzzi is based on this. For 2010, our investments is oriented to quality orientation and cost reduction. And our strategy is also that our products should be perfect in some way. On the 2011 and 2012, to develop a new line of products that could be four new model plus a new engine. So we expected that through this kind of strategy, follow also the new RSV 4 that has been launched last year, the end of the 2009, and it's a very successful bike with the new engine 1000 four-cylinder. It's very successful. So, by the way, here we consider the market could be flat. Our stress is devoting to increase our market share or to confirm the market share.
Okay, thank you very much. And a very quick follow-up question on the tax rate. You told me that it could come down from 40-45% in a few years' time. Do you have any, let's say, target tax rate in mind in 2-3 years' time?
I say that for 2010 can be something in the range of from 40 to 45, and then it can go down up to 40% is a reasonable target, considering our current group organizational structure.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Guglielmo Manetti of Intermonte. Mr. Manetti, your question, please.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one is related to the raw material trends. We have seen significant pickup in some raw materials since the beginning of the year over the last few months. I was wondering how this could affect your plans and how you are reacting to that. The second question regarding CAPEX, You told us about quite ambitious expansion in capacity in Asia. I was wondering if you could give us some idea of the capex associated to that and which kind of numbers we could expect for 2010. Thank you.
Okay. For this second question, we are able to confirm our expectation included in the 3 years plan. That means about 100 million per year. So even for the current year, we are we have in mind such kind of figure. About raw materials, yes, you're right. In the first month of the current year, we are registering some increase in different for different raw materials, but as we did in the past, maybe not last year, but for sure in 2008, we think that we will be able, also considering the structure of our purchasing activity and the impact of the raw material increase on our on the price of our component, the cost of our components, we think that we will be able to completely offset this increase that we are having, and also expecting further purchasing efficiencies.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, I apologize. We have time just for one more question, then obviously I will be available for any additional information directly starting from 18 p.m.
No more questions.
Anyone? Okay. So, I thank you for your attention. Please get in touch with me starting from now if you need some more information or anyone you want. Thank you again. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.